All right, when we go back and say your favorite movie of all time, it's going to be in the top five every time. Same with me. It's going to be in the top five. Better Off Dead.
Yeah, we both love Better Off Dead. We do.
So I found an article today, Things You Didn't Know About Better Off Dead.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I wonder if there's anything I don't know about Better Off Dead. I feel like I've seen it so many times, I know everything about it.
Well, the behind the scenes of Better Off Dead, let's say that.
Oh, so, okay, even more exciting. Wait, so people that don't know Better Off Dead, explain what it is. Tell people a little bit about it.
It's not a very good movie. I mean, if kids today...
What?
Now, listen, I made my son sit down and watch it. He hated it.
Oh, he did.
Hated it.
It was funny.
I know, but it was our generation. So...
Okay, so it's 1985.
Right.
And it's John Cusack. And then a bunch of people you've never heard of and have never seen before or since.
And a hot chick and a 67 Camaro. That's right. pretty much all you need.
And Curtis Armstrong, who always plays the big nerd. Like, he was in Moonlighting. He was in Revenge of the Nerds. He always plays the nerd. But everybody else in it, you've never heard of. You've never seen them since. That was their big moment. They're off dead.
So somebody got a hold of the guy that wrote it, and that's Steve Holland, and asked him some questions. And he said, the only reason why they made that movie, because the success of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He said he doesn't think it would be made today. Well, I can guarantee it wouldn't be made today.
There's no way. Because those types of, like, it was really edgy. It was like a little, it was a romantic comedy, but it had a lot of edge to it, which is why we liked it, because it wasn't, like, the humor was bizarre. It was really out there.
So they cast the paper boy who wanted $2. Mm-hmm. He always wanted his $2.
Johnny.
Yeah. 4 weeks. 20 papers, that's $2 plus tip.
So that was Damon Slade. He was 12 years old. He got the part because he went into the audition and just had this mean look on his face the whole time. So he had the mean look. They said, you got the job.
And it's a running gag in the movie that, you know, he comes up out of nowhere. There'd be like a love scene and he'll pop up and be like, $2. And that it's a running joke all the way through. It's like almost like a private joke between the audience and the writers.
The guy that played the big skier.
Yeah. His name, the asshole guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Dozier. He actually insulted Holland before he auditioned, and he hated him, but he could actually really ski, so that's why they put him in the movie.
And he was a jerk, so they needed a guy who was a jerk who can ski.
Curtis Armstrong was cast because of his role in Risky Business.
This is pure snow! It's everywhere! Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
Oh, I forgot he was in that too. Right. Let me tell you, do you remember we had Curtis Armstrong on the show years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he, when we got done with him, he said to us that we asked him the best questions and it was one of the best interviews he'd ever had.
Because we're his biggest fan.
Yeah, we it's true. We loved him and we asked him a lot of great questions. We had a lot of fun with him. He was pretty great. And also because, you know, again, because he was in so many iconic movies, Risky Business, Revenge of the Nerds, Better Off Dead, Moonlighting. So we were big fans.
Okay, so Ricky.
Christmas. Yeah, it's been Ricky.
The guy next door.
Yeah, the big fat guy. Yeah, right, Ricky.
He now runs a Nickelodeon empire.
What?
Yeah, he played Dennis on Head of the Class in 2003. He started a production company.
The same guy? Oh yeah. My God. I remember Head of the Class.
He created shows like iCarly, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, The Game Shakers.
Get out. He created Drake and Josh? I had no idea.
Yep. So that's him. That's what Ricky is doing now.
That's very interesting that he became like a bigwig at Nickelodeon. I'm impressed.
The scene that most people don't like in the movie is the hamburger scene.
I was going to say the hamburger scene.
But the reason why they put that in the movie, because the test audiences loved it.
And the real audiences hated it.
The real audiences hated it, but the test audience said, That's the greatest scene ever. So they left it in.
But it's weird because you're watching a movie, then suddenly this claymation. It didn't make any sense.
With a Van Halen song.
Right, to a Van Halen. And you realize that it's kind of like his fantasy because he's kind of out of it. He's like in his own little world. It's almost like his little fantasy. We get that. But it really goes on very long. And it's very bizarre. Wait, and remember, we also interviewed John Cusack, who yawned and slept through our interview. Mm-hmm. So it was like fun. It's funny that we interviewed John Cusack and Curtis Armstrong maybe like a year or two apart, and it was two completely different experiences. Curtis Armstrong loved us. Every time we asked a question, I remember I said to him, when did you know you were funny? He goes, that's the greatest question ever. And we got, and at the end, he was like, that was a great interview, you guys. That was one of the best interviews. I love you. He couldn't get enough of us.
Yep.
John Cusack. It was like we were bothering him. We were annoying him. He yawned like four times. You know, we kept saying, are you okay? Are you asleep? time difference between LA and New York. Yeah, we realized that. But we're on, you know, we're on your schedule. Like you said this would be a good time for you.
The thing you didn't know about Better Off Dead, it's based on a true story. It's actually based on Steve Holland's life, his own high school girlfriend who intended to leave him for the captain of the ski team.
Oh, that's funny.
So 6 years after the movie came out, his ex got in touch with him and said, did you really write this movie because of us?
A movie about me?
Anyway, yeah.